in way of a slight review from last week, looking at our friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from Daniel chapter 3, verse 23. We want to have a look at faith a bit this week, what it is, what it isn't, what it does, and what it doesn't do. Anyway, reading from Daniel chapter 3, verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. When it comes to trials and tribulations, the best place we can be is with God in the fire. Not trying to avoid the fire, but with God in the fire. Unfortunately, this is not always where we want to be. I think we always want to be with God, but we often argue with him about whether fire walking is a necessary part of our journey. But it actually is. If we, for the sake of our own comfort, run from trials and tribulations, we will fail to see that God is at work in and through them. And not only that, others will not be able to see God working in our lives. And then if they can't see God working in our lives, it's not very likely they would trust him to work in their lives. So it's important that we trust God. It's important that our faith is worked out and acted out in our living. In the book of Daniel, God is working toward being glorified in the hearts of people. People lost and people found. As he works, he's looking to produce faith. That's what he's looking for. More than anything else, he's looking to produce faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 to 6. Hebrews 11, 5 to 6. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. People could see that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. How much faith, then, does it take to please God? How do we measure it? To concern ourselves with this question any further than what Jesus said about it would be to waste our time. In Matthew 17, a man with a demon-possessed child approached Jesus' disciples for help. They were unable to help him. Let's have a look at that in Matthew chapter 17, verses 16 to 21. Matthew 17, 16 to 21. So this man then says to the man with this demon-possessed son, says to Jesus, I brought him to your disciples. This is verse 16. But they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So Jesus said that faith need only be the size of a mustard seed in order to accomplish God's will. So then it's not the size of faith that matters, it's the size of God in whom we put our faith. Notice in verse 21 that faith does not stand alone. Faith is neither dormant or inactive. Prayer and fasting played an important part in this boy's healing. Faith that works, and you can get that from James 2, verses 18 to 20, faith that works actively seeks out God and his will. It actively seeks out God and his will. Faith that is working, faith that you can depend on, rely on, useful for daily activity, useful in your community, useful in your church, faith that is working, actively waits for God's will in every situation. It actively waits. It is determined to wait for God's will. It's determined not to put something else in place of God's will. It's determined to do nothing when there's nothing to do. This seems to be the hardest thing for many people to do. But yet that's also a part of obedience to God. Faith will deliberately hunker down. Faith that works, good faith, active faith, will deliberately hunker down and wait for God's will instead of seeking a more comfortable, more accommodating way around an awkward situation, or shall we say, a way out of the fire instead of through it. It's a self-centered motivation that makes people do that. There will be times when we say, "Mountain, be thou removed," and the person will be healed or the problem solved. Other times, the mountain will remain. This brings me to another point that Jesus made. It's found in very close proximity to what Jesus said in verse 20. "And nothing will be impossible for you," Matthew 17:20. "And nothing will be impossible for you." It's from Matthew 17, verses 22 and 23. "Now, while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them," he said to his disciples, because he had said something previously, and now he knows the musings of their heart, and he speaks to them in this manner, "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. So Jesus is trying to explain to them that sometimes it's God's will to leave the mountain there. And that's the fire. That's the things that we go through, the adversity, the trials, the tribulations. Because we need to go through them because God is looking to improve the faith of believers and bring faith to unbelievers. So what we notice here then is that we just don't get to decide what we want and God has to do it. God is not our servant. It doesn't work that way. So when the mountain doesn't move, we need to know this, that a lack of faith does not stop the will of God. The will of God goes on, whether you have faith or not. The will of God is in the world, active in the world, and going on. And nor does faith enable the will of God. So if I don't have faith, then God's will doesn't get done. No, God's will get done. We might get left out of seeing it or participating in it, but God's will goes on. Faith pleases God because it enables people to experience his love, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his redemption, his holiness, his joy, his peace, his long-suffering, his kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his gentleness, and his self-control, and I have not exhausted the list. This is what pleases God. So if you don't have a difficulty, how's God going to deliver you from it? And we need to understand that you don't want to put faith in your faith. We need to put faith in God. Faith in our faith is just about us. It's not about God. It doesn't glorify God. So this brings us back here then to the story of the three Hebrew children in the book of Daniel. Let's go back a little farther than where we began today to check out what kind of faith and how much faith these boys had. Let's look a little further. Daniel chapter 3, verses 15 to 18. Daniel 3, 15 to 18. A little further back than where we started. A little more into the story. Here's Nebuchadnezzar. Actually, verse 14. Let's start there. "Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods, nor worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time, you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and psaltery, in symphony, with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Oh, God loves a challenge. He loves a challenge. His ears, I'm sure, perked up when he heard that one. And he knew it was coming anyway. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Wow. So we see that their faith in God was solid. They were ready to die, and therefore ready to live in spite of fear. What they were not sure of was the exact details of God's will. But that is no reason to not have faith. When we can't see the details of God's will, there's no reason to not have faith. And just another aside here, just for a moment, that these boys were not rebellious. I've heard people say of Jesus that Jesus was a rebel. No, he was not a rebel. It's just that his kingdom was not the kingdom of this world, so there was a clash. He was not deliberately looking for trouble. He was looking for people interested in his kingdom at all costs. These boys kept calling him, O King. They were acknowledging his position. And then they were pointing out his error before God. These boys were faithful. These boys were faithful. So, when we do not know the exact details of God's will, that's no reason to not have faith. Then why do people feel faithless sometimes? Well, because they do not understand the exact details of God's will. I wonder why that is. I don't have an answer for that. Each one of us must answer that question for ourselves. However, we should know that God is good, even when we don't know the details of his will in our lives. God is good, even when we don't appreciate what he's doing, and we find ourselves not at rest because of what he's not doing. God is good. All the time. All the time, God is good. What is the devil trying to get us to believe? That God is not good. That's what he's trying to do. The devil is a liar, and we don't need to believe his lies. God is good. Even when we lack the faith to believe this, it's still true. Because our friends have trusted in God, the words trust and faith are interchangeable, really, they found themselves in a fiery furnace. No, not true. They didn't just find themselves in a fiery furnace. They found themselves in a fiery furnace with God. Ah, that's the point. They found themselves in the fiery furnace with God. What can make a situation seem unbearable is when we feel we are in a fiery furnace without God. That's the assurance the human heart needs. That's what I need to know. If I know God's in it, I'll go anywhere. But if I'm not sure he's there, then doubt rises to the surface. What keeps us from seeing God is a refusal to have faith. God has and continues to give ample reason for us to have faith. He really does. We feel challenged. Oh, God, if you hadn't done this, I would have faith. Or if you hadn't done that, I would have faith. Or if you'd done this, I would have faith. And that's just about us and what we want God to do. It's not about having faith. Having faith involves trust. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And not only that one, but if you look at Psalm 19, verses 1 to 4, it says the same thing. Different words, same thing. Nebuchadnezzar, unlike many of the Romans of Paul's day, and unlike the majority of people today, chose to believe what he saw that day in the furnace. after having three friends thrown into the furnace, he said, looking back in the book of Daniel, says this is his comment, Daniel 3:24-25. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Right, we got that. 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar saw that our three friends were not alone. Their God walked with them and delivered them even from Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace. Checkmate. Checkmate. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were just trying to live. They worshiped God. They were not about to have that interrupted with pagan worship. They were just honoring God and minding their own business. Nebuchadnezzar thought himself to be quite wonderful, and so he made an idol. And these boys had the courage to stand up and say, no, Nebuchadnezzar, that's wrong. We will not do that. And God honored them in that. And just in closing this part of the sermon, to say that they were bound with all their clothing, and they were bound. And the only thing that burned in the furnace was the ropes that bound them. Whenever God is in a fire, you need to know that the fire becomes of a divine. It becomes divine fire just because God's in it. Divine fire, it destroys or it purifies. In this case, it destroyed the theology of King Nebuchadnezzar. Because God was in the fire, it became divine fire. It destroyed Nebuchadnezzar's theology. And you think those three Hebrew boys had faith when they were thrown into the furnace? I'd like to have a word with them afterward. Oh my goodness. With proof like that, you don't need faith. At least not for that situation. So God is there. If we have faith, we will see it. God is always there. But we need to have faith to see it. And we need to wait on the Lord and do things His way, even when it's the path less trod. May God bless and keep you. May His word become your delight. And may He be the celebrated increase of your life, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.